This is WSKG News. For schools, the run-up to elections can be a tricky time. Rhetoric heightens, and teachers often struggle with how much of it to address in class. WSKG's Solveig Wastvedt visited one classroom where talking politics is all about asking good questions.
High school senior Christiana Joseph needs facts. It's late September, and the Syrian refugee crisis is all over the headlines. Harrowing photographs and fearful rhetoric from European countries like Hungary, which in just a few weeks will close one of its borders. Joseph is researching Hungary's situation for a school project, and it's complicated.
Could this new group of people that don't really know where to go, could they really help Hungarian, like, economy? Is it going to hurt them?
She says she can't find any real data. That's a problem the average news consumer faces every day. But for Joseph, her grade also depends on it. She's in Binghamton High School's Theory of Knowledge class. Each student researches a political issue and presents the evidence in a speech.
We start off the year with the question, how do you know what you know?
How do you know what you know? A tongue twister, but teacher Sally Crossley says it's key. Students have to get inside the opposing viewpoints and figure out what they're made of. Is the reasoning scientific, faith-based, emotional? It's part empathy exercise, part journalistic inquiry. And they use it on all kinds of issues. One day, students huddle in groups and pick apart an article claiming an asteroid will hit Earth in 2017.
Okay, so the people on the right.
In this case, the evidence is scientific.
That one's an asteroid. A meteor. A meteor would be,
It stays pretty calm, which Joseph says is kind of unusual.
Sometimes we'll be like having class discussion and you can see like some people won't agree with someone else's opinion. But I think it's good, like even if you have a different opinion, it's good to voice it and then maybe someone else can think about it, be like, do I really like not agree with that?
To be able to talk about politics is a skill that people need to learn.
Paula McAvoy co-wrote the book The Political Classroom. In an interview with NPR, she said school is just the place for this training. Her book studies 35 schools and how they teach students about politics.
They can really learn to engage across their differences and to start to see that political conflict is a normal part of democratic life.
But she reminds schools not to take sides. Sally Crossley takes that one step further. In her class, students can't take sides either. They have to flesh out all sides, and their speeches leave these big questions just dangling in the air. Like Stephen Shays, he finishes his talk about gay marriage opponent Kim Davis's refusal to issue marriage licenses. He confesses later that personally he can't stand Davis.
It was pretty hard trying not to, you know, be like, I just wrap it up in a nice, neat bow. You just kind of had to leave it, let it be. Yeah.
Crossley's eyes light up when she talks about this philosophy. She says classes where students learn how to think, not what to think, are too rare.
Because I think education is often focused on asking students to come up with a right answer, a correct answer. And here I wanted them to ask questions.
Her particular class is rare because it's part of the International Baccalaureate, or IB, program. Only 60 high schools in New York offer IB classes. The schools go through a years-long application process and pay thousands of dollars. And even then, most IB classes attract only top-performing students. Fortunately, IB isn't the only way to teach politics. Traditional classroom teachers can and do interject these discussions into government lessons and social studies courses. But Crossley says there are hard realities preventing more Binghamton students from doing this kind of work.
You've got many students in this school who are just barely getting by. They're just making it to school. We have a lot, as I said, 82% poverty. We have students who come to school because they need to be fed.
Those students have more to overcome on their way to learning basic skills. It's hard to make room for what can seem like extras. Even though, as Christiana Joseph points out, this is a critical time.
Because we're like 17 and 18 now, like, we're going to be voting.
She says when she does, she'll be weighing her options extra carefully. Solveig Wastvedt, WSKG News.